I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Crimea today, pretty much the same as yesterday. In a word, unsettled. Russian troops are still in control of the Crimean Peninsula, and Russian President Vladimir Putin isn't backing off from his position that Moscow reserves the right to use force to protect ethnic Russians in Ukraine. In Paris today, U.S. and European diplomats tried to pressure the Russians to negotiate directly with the new Ukrainian authorities, but so far, no breakthrough. So that's keeping people in Crimea on edge. One group that's especially worried is the Crimean Tatars. They have a history with Russia. Natalia Antalava has a story.
Like many 15-year-olds around the world, Medina spent a lot of time on Facebook. But unlike most teenagers, she logs in to discuss politics.
Конечно, это сейчас это на данный момент это самый популярный вопрос.
The most popular subject for me and my friends is definitely the current situation here in Crimea. So we are always exchanging messages, updating each other on the situation. We are so worried.
As the crisis over Crimea continues, everyone here is anxious, but especially families like Medina's. They're Crimean Tatars, Muslims who are the indigenous people of the peninsula. In 1944, Stalin deported the entire Tatar population of Crimea to Central Asia. In the living room, Medina's grandparents, Zenife and Zavre, are watching the news. That's all we do, they tell me. The couple were among the very first Crimean Tatars to return here in 1969. Thousands followed in the 1980s, even though discrimination against them continued until the Soviet Union collapsed. And now, once again, the fear has returned. In the past few days, Zenife tells me, a few of her neighbors had their houses marked with crosses. She says Crimean Tatars are scared of the dormant ethnic tensions that the Russian troop presence has unleashed. We have nowhere to go, Zenife says. Russians have Russia, Ukrainians can go to Ukraine. But Crimea is their only home. Every day, Zenife goes to peaceful protests against the Russian troops. I join her. The demonstrators are all women and children. They wave blue and yellow balloons, the color of the Ukrainian flag. Once upon a time, Crimean Tatars had their own state, but now they believe their best chance of survival is with Ukraine. We want peace. Crimea is Ukraine, the women shout. Across the road from them, armed Russian troops in balaclavas are blocking a Ukrainian military base. 2 hours later, a TV report about this demonstration is ready to go on air. This is a Crimean Tatar television station called ATR. Also in the news today is the visit of an official delegation of Muslims from Russia. They've come to meet with Crimean Tatars. Linur Yunusov, a journalist at ATR, explains why.
We can see how actively the new government in Crimea, which is backed by Russia, is trying to get Crimean Tatars on their side. They're promising financial packages, government posts. There's been a whole string of delegations from Russia's Muslim regions trying to negotiate with us. And this is because today, the future of this pro-Moscow government depends on whether Crimean Tatars support it or not.
Crimean Tatars represent only 15% of the population, but politically they matter. Crimea's new pro-Moscow government plans to hold a referendum in May on the peninsula's greater autonomy from Kiev. They need Tatar votes. Driving through Simferopol, Eskandar Bariyev is on his cell phone, talking politics. He's a deputy in the Mejlis, the representative body for the Crimean Tatars. Iskandar fears that the Russians will make an offer that Crimean Tatars will struggle to refuse, a sort of autonomy that they have always dreamt of. It will put them into an incredibly difficult position. But he says with memories of deportation still alive, he can't imagine Crimean Tatars aligning themselves with Russia. Back in Bakhchisarai, Medina is playing with her baby brother. Their future feels uncertain. Crimean Tatars may be firmly behind the pro-Western government in Kiev. But pro-Moscow forces are already in charge here. and pressure on the Crimean Tatars is increasing. They worry what will happen if they continue to refuse to back the new regime. For The World, I'm Natalia Antalava in Bakhchisarai, Crimea.